Hello, and welcome to the podcast ministry of Hennepin Avenue United Methodist Church in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Learn more about worship, discipleship ministries, and social justice outreach online at hennepinchurch.org. This is the sermon podcast for the Sacred Journey service on October 2nd, 2016. The scripture reading is Psalm 32, 1 through 5, and the preacher is Reverend Sally Johnson.
We continue our walk into the book, We Make the Road by Walking. The scripture today is from Psalm 32. Our God, you bless everyone whose sins you forgive and wipe away. You bless them by saying, "You told me your sins without trying to hide them, and now I forgive you." Before I confessed my sins, my bones felt limp, and I groaned all day. Night and day, your hand weighed heavily on me, and my strength was gone as in the summer heat. So I confessed my sins and told them all to you. I said, "I'll tell God each one of my sins." And then you forgave me and took away my guilt. This is a word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Today is World Communion Sunday. Some of you know that, and some of you, it's a surprise. So it is World Communion Sunday. If you come up to see the table here, which you will if you come for communion, you'll notice all the many flags that are on here. They're beautiful. And each of these fabrics is from a different part of the world, and we're thankful to Carol Michalicek for creating this table for us this morning. We are walking through this book, We Make the Road by Walking. As a writer, I'm always interested in how it is that an author decides to title a chapter. This one that we're with this week is called The Drama of Desire. The Drama of Desire. And it can bring exactly this whole little laugh. But we all have deep desires, don't we? Sometimes we know them, and sometimes they just nag at some place inside of us until we have the words to speak them. This scripture, which we read, is about the drama of desire to be in connection with God. And the psalmist was crying out and talking about their experience of what that reconnection, that drama of desire to be intimately connected with God, is really about, and their experience of it. This celebration of World Communion, and what that means is that Christian churches around the world are choosing to celebrate the Lord's Supper this day. Now, we also know that this is the beginning of Rosh Hashanah. What's the Happy New Year we should say, Stephen? How many years? Do you remember?
5777.
It's 5777 for our Jewish brothers and sisters. So it's Rosh Hashanah. Much drama of desire in the lives of that community and those people over all of those years. But as we come to World Communion, there's much that there's much drama of desire in coming to this table. There is the individual desire that each of you bring with you for whatever a celebration of communion means, and it would be different for every person around this table, this circle, and you would articulate it, some from what you learned in Sunday school, and some for what, in the way that you have struggled and wrestled this sacrament to the ground until it means something uniquely yours. But in this celebration of World Communion, we say, apart from all of our differences, apart from all of those ways we would express this, this is something that we hold central. And it is something that we come together and put those things aside for a moment and say, this act of eating and taking this cup, we're sharing that on this day. And there is great drama of desire in that. We all desire so much in how it is that we might be unified as God's people, how we might be unified as the Christian church, how we might be unified as Christians in our particularity with those who express their understanding of God in other ways and those who express it in no way. This drama of desire of unity is huge, particularly at this time in our lives and the life of the world. In Brian McLaren's book, he says this: to be alive is to be mindful that we live in the drama of desire. We can imitate one another's competitive desires and be driven to fear, rivalry, judging, conflict, and killing. Or we can imitate God's generous desires to create, bless, help, serve, care for, save, and enjoy. At this moment, we can turn toward God, not as rivals who want to play God, but as image bearers who want to imitate and reflect God. It's a call to humility, a call to understand our desires, and our call to hold them in outstretched hands before God and before one another. This week, Jan Richardson, one of the poets and artists that we revere in this community, shared this prayer, this poem for World Communion. And I believe that it represents the words that are in all many of us that we haven't been able to form into such beauty. And the table will be wide, and the welcome will be wide, and the arms will open wide to gather us in, and our hearts will open wide to receive. And we will come as children who trust there is enough. I'll say that again. And we will come as children who trust there is enough. And we will come unhindered and free, and our aching will be met with bread, and our sorrow will be met with wine. And we will open our hands to the feast without shame, and we will turn toward each other without fear, and we will give up our appetite for despair, and we will taste and know of delight, and we will become bread, and we will become bread for a hungering world, and we will become drink for those who thirst. And the blessed will become the blessing, and everywhere will be the feast. This, my friends, is the drama of our desire. Amen. Thank you.
This has been a presentation from the podcast ministry of Hennepin Avenue United Methodist Church in Minneapolis, Minnesota, copyright 2016. Thank you for listening.